Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I need a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 404 of Fourth and Drawn. I am Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hurd and Mr. Tim Kincaid in the building. And today we're, you know, we're gonna play GM, sort of. I know every Eagle fan in their own heart of hearts has their inner Howie Roseman. So it's a stay or go episode. You know, you and the chat can comment right along and be a hater as well. But resident hater Evan Hearn in the building.
Hey,
how you feeling? Are you ready
I'm ready to jump into my favorite thing, which is hating on people, bro. That's exactly what I'm trying to get into. You know, I will not lose any sleep over it. Listen, the end of that Eagle season left me feeling a certain type of way. It's put up or shut up time. You know what I mean? This Eagles team has definitely, you know, it's been a total collapse the past few months, and no one's really safe, man. So I'm interested in seeing what people are thinking as far as who stays and who goes.
You see all the Phillies gear going on right now?
I'm loving the Phillies gear, by the way. It's pretty fly.
Why don't we switch it up, Tim?
You just get that? It looks fresh.
I did.
I had this one for a while, but y'all know me, man. I'm Mr. Patch guy, so.
You don't see the yellow and powder blue combo that often.
No. And you know, this is a little bit of a throwback Eagle. You guys know that. Which is hideous to me. I don't like those uniforms. But
those are the ugliest uniforms of all time.
Facts. Those are the Bumblebee Steelers. Those are terrible.
Yeah.
Or the Steelers. Shout out to the Steelers, too. But just think about the squad. I think it's going to be one of those off seasons where, you know, some guys that we have loved. We were talking about Fletcher Cox, talking about Brandon Graham's. We don't know what's up with Jason Kelce as we speak, but the gut is telling me something. But I will share that shortly. But there's going to be some guys that we want them to stay, but they are going to have to go. And obviously, we have to save some money here. Right now, the projected cap space right now is 19 mil. A little bit above 19 mil, but you know how he's gonna, you know, make sure we have enough cap space.
Is that with the new cap increase as well? Because I saw they just added $7-8 million to the.
It was like $8 million, correct?
Yeah, okay. $8 million.
I this think. Was from over the cap.
Okay,
that's recent. That's recent. Okay, so it's going to be some interesting dates that are coming up soon. I got some stuff in the hopper, but if you guys want to start right off the back, you know, let hit some of these players.
Just jump right
in, because I know people have feels. Fletcher Cox, I think a guy who showed up as a veteran last season. I thought he was pretty consistent, probably the most consistent defensive lineman that we had last year. Obviously, Jalen Carter balled out, but you know, he had some moments where he. I think rookie wall is it's you know, it happens to the best of them. But I thought Fletcher Cox did his best to be that guy and be most consistent. But I think Fletcher Cox, as much as I love Fletcher Cox. Not that I want him gone. I just think he's gone.
Say it with your chest, man.
I just think he's gone.
Yeah.
I think he's gone.
I think that's the right guess there. I mean, we've already kind of started to hear the rumors of him wanting to explore out in Pittsburgh. That one kind of caught me off guard. Like, it's one thing if you want to ride out the rest of your career with a surefire contender and even maybe with, like, Andy Reid, you know what I mean? Out in KC, but the Pittsburgh thing really threw me through a loop. But I agree with you, Gail. And it was kind of a shocker to me. He raised my eyebrows this past year. He totally did show up, and I think that he was better than he had been in previous years. I thought that Fletcher Cox going into last year, I was kind of a little bit worried. I'm not going to lie. I saw Jalen Carter get into the lineup, and I was like, I bet you that he starts to take over Fletcher Cox's role pretty immediately, because that's the impact we expected Jalen Carter to have. But Fletcher Cox, he held his own all year, man. He was, like you said, one of the best defensive linemen that we had, most consistent, as late in his career as he was. So he'll be missed, but it's one of those things that it's time to get younger. It's time to get cheaper.
Ooh. Look! Evan's about being frugal, gang. But what about you two?
I'm following suit. I'm right behind Ever, man. I believe it's the end of the road, like Boys to Men.
Ooh.
I think I'm gonna do. I'm in my R&B phase right now, so I'm gonna do a lot of R&B captures in this episode. I did hear that he still wants to be in the state of Pennsylvania, so. Looks like Pittsburgh is going to be his new home for the 24-25 season. But it's time for Milton Williams to step up. Carter, the young bull that we drafted last year from Texas.
Ojoma?
Ojoma. His name on top of my head. I mean, but and looking for another.
Marlon?
Yeah.
Marlon. Or two,
yeah. So it's time. It's time for to get the young guys in here, and this defense is going to be a makeover.
Talking about makeover, one move that just happened, the Eagles just voided Mr. Mariota's contract, so that means the Eagles will be eating three mil in dead cap because
it looks like he should be an accountant anyway.
Or Ernie and Bert from Sesame Street, maybe. I think we could all collectively say that the experience, the Mariota experience in Philadelphia was short-lived and
underwhelming.
And I'm glad it ended very quickly.
Do you think that there's still some people out there, particularly some older folks, that think about what could have been?
I think so. I'm not going to say that his... I don't know if it was his confidence or just he just didn't have what, you know, I could name four or five quarterbacks that I would have rather had veteran presence.
I think and ironically enough, they both ended up playing for the Titans and the Eagles. But I thought that his career path kind of had a very Vince Young feel to it. You know, was a star in college, kind of came in with high expectations and then kind of just fluttered out. You know what I mean?
I mean, the best thing Mariota could have done, he could call this Dream Team 2.0 at the early season, but he totally missed out on that.
I actually would have appreciated if he would have in hindsight, because then I would have been prepared for that collapse at the end of the season if he Dream Teamed us in the summer.
Remember that Dream Team? Tim, where are you at on Mariota?
I was. It's time to move on. It was time to move on. I mean, Mariota is a couple, you know, years away from being out of the league. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, bye.
I'm good. Carson Strong also retired. I'm not sure if you saw that.
What?
The former Eagles draft pick from like 2 years ago.
Quarterback.
Yeah, he retired like a couple weeks ago.
Wow. Well, I like we all knew I think we all seen from the past preseason. How you say his name? I can't say his name. I'm forgetting names right now. The quarterback right now. That's the second. Well, he's the second. He's the depth chart number two.
Tanner McKee.
So I mean, let's be honest. He's better than Mariota.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's funny, Carson Strong. I remember being at the Senior Bowl watching him play, and then some people were like, "Oh, he's going to be first." I'm like, "There was things out there that
his knees made out of tinfoil.
He wasn't a lot of injuries, but he wasn't picking up the offense as fast as they liked. And then during the combine, he opted to help out and throw footballs to players just to be on everyone's radar. It didn't quite pick up, but it's funny how some people had him as a first rounder, but that did not happen.
What year was that?
That was like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Huh. Brandon says, Mariota sucks. Tanner McKee is better. Kevin says, I saw enough of Mariota in preseason. Marissa says, McKee, I think, is going to be a good backup. I think, I mean, it's opportunity to upgrade. I still think a veteran.
I don't think that he's locked in as the quarterback too. I think the smart thing would be to bring in either a veteran that's kind of, you know, been a journeyman, or even like how we've been doing, whether it be an undrafted free agent that just, you know, flips under the radar, just to have some competition in there. I mean, I don't think Tanner McKee has shown me enough to be like, oh, he's surefire the quarterback.
I mean, this is the quarterback factory.
Tyrod Taylor? Would you bring in Tyrod Taylor?
I'm good. Okay.
I would take him.
I mean, just as a fly?
I wanted him last year, to be honest.
Really? I didn't know that.
He came in and gave some decent snaps.
He did give us some work.
Decent snap. We're just talking – I just need a veteran presence for like one,
right,
two games, hold down the locker room. I'm saying Jess says I would like Taylor as well, I would say.
Unlike McKee, I think you could run a similar system with Tyrod Taylor as Jalen Hurts. I don't think that the system would change that much. Whereas Tanner McKee, you know,
I can see he's just always hurt.
Yeah, when people aren't trying to stab him with you know,
lacerated right, kidneys. Yeah. Yeah,
that was, you know, crazy. That was crazy work.
You know, somebody, you know, and this they Tanya Harding him. You know, or Nasty Kerrigan, or Mr. Walker. Tennessee quarterback.
Oh man,
I hate to be hard on prospects, but no,
nah. No. I mean, this is the thing.
I never am hard on prospects. I hardly am.
So every time that he had a completed pass, he was doing backflips. Backflips.
Tim will look over me like, yeah, your boy doing backflips again. But moving right along, we got to get on the hopper here. Brandon Graham is the guy who's become Big Unk. He's become the most reliable, I guess, fan favorite.
He's Kelsey of the defensive side of the ball, bro.
BG has just been that guy. We got opportunity to meet him at a Trent Coles football camp the last 2 years. Guy's just a phenomenal dude. What you see on field or, you know, behind the scenes on some of these videos, he's every bit of that person in person. I'm gonna say stay. There's a lot of veterans that are leaving. If I can get Brandon Graham on a, you know, veteran not veteran minimum, but just enough to please Brandon Graham, if he takes a nice little discount, I'd like him to close shop here. I can't even fathom him in another jersey. that would make me sick. Where do you guys stand on BG?
I completely agree. I think that that's one of the guys that you need to make a valiant effort in keeping. He's a guy that is, you know, a glue guy in the locker room. He continues to show up each and every year. So BG's he's got to retire an Eagle, man.
Okay.
Lamont's the right price. Keep. For the right price that you keep him.
You have to imagine, though, that, like, if the Eagles are offering – just to throw it out there, like $6 million.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. No. I'm looking for the veteran minimum. I'm talking like Chris Long contract.
Okay.
That's, you know what I mean? Like that's what I'm looking at. I don't want to see him stay for 1 year for $10 million. I do not want to see that. Yeah. Absolutely not. That's out of there.
The chat is saying give BG $2 million. If BG is following us, shout out to BG. Follows Fourth and John on Instagram. Good dude. I say give him a little bit more. Make him feel right. Because if once that, I said make it. I don't know, somewhere. Make it right. Just make it right, Howie. Just make it right. He knows.
I'm gonna do the BG voice right now. Because you got him in front of me. Do the BG. I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
So it's a stay for us at a nice veteran minimum.
Yeah, he's got to stay.
Liz says he would give BG anything he wants. So I think you just make it right, dude. I mean, I just think if you lose players such as Fletcher Cox, potentially Kelsey. That's like how many captains are we going to lose?
A big chunk of them.
And I think BG, he has the respect of the team. Very vocal. Yeah, I think he's an energy guy.
Yeah.
So we're at the crossroads of saying you're keeping BG over Fletch. Say so. Goodbye to the tie commercials. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you think Cox would cost a little bit more too?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. This I is think they play interior, a different position.
Yeah.
Interior, yeah.
Yeah,
I do think Fletcher, he did a phenomenal job in terms of showcasing what he still has left in the tank. If you give him the nice little role, he can give you a consistent player. And if you have, I mean, I just think we have younger guys in here that you have to, and the way the cap is built.
And the way that Howie Roseman drafts, I mean, we get another defensive tackle every draft. Not saying that we could just replace BG with a sixth rounder. I'm just saying that like we all know that we're gonna end up drafting a defensive tackle at some point in the draft. We do it all every year.
Now, if you check the tape, Fletcher Cox was my selection. I predicted that one. I wanted the pick for me to just be sitting here like, you know, let him. It's hard for me at this moment. It's hard. You never want to kick your Cox to the curb. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. I mean, if he wants to come back, it would have to be. I don't know if how he's doing that.
Are you talking about BG right now?
No,
Cox.
Yeah. Cox. It's tough. Ooh,
Jay Cross from the top rope.
Nah, I don't think so. Barnett was not my guy. Nah, check the tape. You can check the tape, my guy.
He was my guy because he fooled me with the whole Reggie White record and Ben. He fooled me.
I just think once you say Reggie White coming out of Tennessee, some people are like, he's the next Reggie. He broke his sack record. No, there's so many other guys. But hey, Derek Barnett's contract also got voided by the Texans. Interesting. Moving right along, let's see. We got I think this guy right here, I think he's got us. He's got the Eagles nation by a hold by the heartstrings, and the city by the heartstrings. A Philadelphia native has the best high school acceptance video ever.
Sure. Listen, love him. Love DeAndre Swift. Think he's a great player. Derrick Henry seems to be available right now, bro.
Two different skill sets here.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Like getting to the end zone?
Okay. Well, I got some inside scoop with this with the Swift.
Okay. You need some breaking news music?
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
But so he's asking, which he's deserving, $6.7 million for annual salary. So that would be like 4 years, $27 million. For a running back.
What if it's 2 years?
If it's 2 years, then you're doing a 2 year, $14-15 million deal, right? Full guaranteed incentives, sign a bonus, but he wants a 4 year deal for around $27-25 million.
I cannot believe the Derrick Henry hate in the chat right now. We're talking about the best running back of this generation behind an elite offensive line. This is out of control.
The best running back, wow,
bro! But I think he's just been used.
Of the post Adrian Peterson era, do you not think Derrick Henry is the best running back?
I mean,
he's up there.
Is that what you want? My thing is he's a role player here.
And like this is the thing though. Are you gonna spend that type of money?
Okay, man.
but what I'm saying is though, are you gonna spend that type of money on a position where we don't use like
we should like, we're not we should be using it. We should beat the brakes off him.
For sure, we should, but we
sign him to a 1 year deal and just absolutely put him into the ground. Readdress this next year.
You gotta understand. Henry gonna want money, and all the beating he's been taking on that body. You know
I missed out on Bijan last year, so I just want my money.
So I mean, you wouldn't. So, quick question for all you guys, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna get off the subject. You would take Henry? Would you take Henry, or would you take Barkley?
I'd take Barkley.
I would take Henry.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, no.
Fire.
I mean both. Potentially injury prone, but I just think we're talking about. I need a guy. I need a three down guy.
I legitimately think that Henry. If we used him at the clip that we're supposed to use him, Henry would have 16 rushing touchdowns next year. And you're gonna look at me in the face and say he's a role player. 16.
I'm saying in terms of two down, not three down. Two down. Not that you think I wouldn't be geeked if we had Derrick Henry just for like throwing in people's face. We got D. Henry, but it's not like
he just wants to feel. He wants to feel the reunion between AJ, him and AJ in Philadelphia. That's
that would be cool.
I'm just thinking about our offensive line and Derrick Henry. Like that is a match made in heaven. That's the way I look at it.
Mr. Cross says he doesn't want him. Aaron says, "Man, F D D Henry." In terms of Swift, I think his market value is right around 6.7. Mm-hmm. So that's he put up his best season. I seen somebody was saying that they were saying some Swift. I think it was PFF was saying that he didn't have. Is a good season, bro. He put up his best numbers this season. So in terms of, so I think Swift for what he broke could have had probably 400 more yards if we used him correctly.
Sure. Yes.
How many yards out of curiosity and touchdowns did Derrick Henry have last year? Who's washed in everybody else's eyes? It was 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns.
But he was the only
on a shit team.
He was the only offense on that team.
Exactly. They knew what was coming. And he still got it done.
I'm just saying in terms of age and in terms of hitting the draft for running backs, I'd rather hit the draft.
I noticed one thing.
Marshawn Lloyd-Dwight.
I noticed one thing. Ain't nobody talk about Kenny Gainwell being the top running back of this team anymore. That doesn't seem to be the conversation.
I think, you either got to – he's not the foundational back. That we need. Role player.
That's a role player.
No, but if I'm saying when they use Kenny Gainwell, that's their best in our own Sirianni's voice. He's our best 2-minute back. That's what Sirianni said.
Yeah.
So they obviously, you know, I can't see them putting Henry lining up out and running a
just running guys over. I can see that.
You know, a little slot fade.
I like to see him in a wildcat formation and just direct snap.
It would be fun. it would be fun. I'm not gonna lie, it would be fun. The tush push on top of that
would be
phenomenal.
Yeah, fast.
Damn, that one caused a lot of banter in the chat. Exactly. Obviously, Rashawn Penny, who looks like a ninth member of the Wu-Tang in this photo.
He looks like Jaheim.
Jaheim the Rugged Child?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he didn't get an opportunity to even do a damn thing. Obviously, we've seen him miss blocks. We've seen him look a little lost at times. So, I mean, obviously, out the door, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Yeah. Which is a complete shame, because when we got him, like, I was more pumped about Penny than anybody else last year in the offseason. And then,
Ooh, now Ivan says he'd rather target Josh Jacobs. Now, if you, like, again, this is three down.
Josh Jacobs would be fucking sick. I would rather have Josh Jacobs than Derrick Henry, for sure.
Yes. You'd rather have DeAndre Swift or Derrick Henry?
Are you talking Swift?
What's Evan? What's the
money? Come on, man. 6'7"
I'd probably go Swift. I think Derrick Henry's going to cost more.
But. Yeah, and the word out, you know, I had asked the beat writer for the Dallas Cowboys, Calvin Hill. I said, Kellen Moore, tell me something about his offense. He said he's not going to run the ball like you want him to. And Marissa chimes in with the same analysis right there. But would he even use Derrick Henry like we want him to?
Probably not.
Why are you going?
A man can dream, bro. A man can dream.
Why is everyone going on Ev in the chat, man?
It's all right.
Even my brother, who doesn't say anything, he said to send you to the bathroom.
Damn.
Shout out to Primo and Hollis, by the way. Shout out to those guys. I think Rack Shack's saying he'd go Barkley. Shout out to Pops. He said he'd go Barkley as well. A lot of Barkley stands in the in the chat,
because he would fit if you couldn't go get Swift, Barkley, bro,
but half these people commenting Barkley are saying Derrick Henry's injury prone, that's why we shouldn't get him. What about Barkley?
Well, you gotta understand something. Barkley didn't want to play because he played on a shitty Giants team. That's why.
Henry was playing on the Titans.
I feel like Barkley, like, showed, I guess, because we see him. We see him. Yeah, he's in another division. It's
fair. Darlene says Saquon over Henry. Henry's 30-year-olds. You know how we hate 30-year-olds around here? Not me, but how he sees him.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Moving on to the next, I think, the human care bearer, I like to call him.
The Eagles fur concord class.
I think Boston Scott, you know, I think he got a better headband, actually. I think he also you can use him on third down
and
in a row, and you can use him on special teams. So I think I'm gonna say, if you want some kind of veteran presence, at a minimum, cool mil. I keep Boston Scott.
So you're telling me you're keeping Boston Scott for $1 million to only do something against the Giants?
Yeah, that's but worth it.
He didn't even do that this year, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. I think it's time for Boston Scott to bounce. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm cutting him.
Because think about, like, you see so many guys. I feel like there's a guy that pops off a late round draft pick every year. a running back that emerges as a guy that nobody really saw. And if you just like, why not just recycle that? Why not try and go get a diamond in the rough type running back? Take a chance on somebody. We know what Boston Scott is at this point. He is what he is. You could potentially get something better in the draft.
I'm definitely all about adding to the draft, but I'm just saying, you know, when the season starts, they want a veteran who knows the lay of the land for cheap. That's it. That's all I'm saying. He's just cheap, dude. And you can use him on third down. If you want to bring in your boy, Mr. Henry.
Let's go. He can
be a part of the, you know, three-headed monster. That's fine. But for cheap.
If we got Henry, everybody would be bending over backwards, bro. Everybody
would. Oh, that jersey would be sold out. 22? Deuce Staley jersey? I mean, number?
What is the chat saying? Pretty much.
Yeah, Marcus, I'm saying cut Boston Scott, Marcus.
Yeah. I'm just saying, dude. I think for a cheap price, I'd be okay bringing back. So it's got to be cheap, though. I'm talking cheap.
Yeah, he's not.
Our whole running back.
Food stamps? Like food stamps cheap?
Our running back group is pretty much getting decimated. So we're not going to be keeping many people. The Eagles just signed Tyron Davis Price from the 49ers, former third round pick. So, you know, I don't know what that does for you. That doesn't do much for me.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lloyd, USC.
Yeah.
I'll let your boy.
Mid round, maybe. Let's see. Moving right along. We're on fire right now. I think we're getting there. We're getting there. I think Oz, he came in and gave us some valuable snaps last year. I could multiple plays where he came up big, whether it was he had like what four at one time he had like five targets and two touchdowns. When his number was called, he did come up, make some big plays. I saw a couple third down catches. He was good for. I think his market value was around like $2 million or something. I think we signed him what for 1.5.
Yeah.
I don't think over $2 million.
It's like 2.6, actually, to be correct.
Yeah. 2.6? Yeah. Nah, not a 2.6, but still, man, this is one thing I will. Wide receiver 3 and 4, we need a serious upgrade.
We do, but I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind having. I feel like that has just been a revolving door, our wide receiver 3 and 4 these past few years. I would not mind at all to have some consistency. And someone like, you know, Jalen Hurts spent all last year building, while he wasn't getting many targets, he was reliable when thrown to. And to have a guy that Jalen Hurts already has chemistry with going into next year versus trying to get somebody else and trying to develop that chemistry as we go along, I don't know. I kind of see the value in keeping us.
Yeah, I mean, I like his Billy as a role player, but I think you got to this wide receiver 3 got to be dynamic in terms of being a storyteller and a route runner.
So is the other man on here? Speaking of,
you didn't get Julio, huh?
We got a couple here. We got a right behind you. Right behind you, Quez Watkins.
Yep.
I say a collective go from the chat. From your grandmother, your mama, your uncle, and your aunties, it is go. It is go time. I'm still upset that I wanted to upgrade last year. I'm just mad it didn't happen earlier.
Yeah,
because we got exactly what we paid for.
Right. I think the most things like upsetting about Quez Watkins is after a loss, and he put up numbers of what he did in the Giants game, he makes a post and says, man, they always doubted me or something stupid.
He said, I bet on myself.
No, I'm good. Just bye. Leave.
It's Jalen Rager-esque, man.
Yeah, bro. Leave.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think that the longer that we kind of draw this one out and the longer we keep it, because there's always going to be – some weird faction of people that supports players that don't deserve to be supported. You know, I wish him all the best. I just don't think that I don't think that he is an NFL wide receiver.
My thing is, again, when it comes down to route running, and the other thing is just being consistent at the catch point, like, you're like, that is your number one job, is to be consistent at the catch point. If you're just hand placement, look at all that little stuff. It is just the most important part. Like, you can get wide receiver three in this draft. This draft is, I'm talking from first to like fourth, there should be players that could do this role and give you maybe some special teams.
Yeah.
I just think it's time. It's definitely definitely time. I feel a little emotional with this one.
Yeah, Quez is going to go ahead on the way out.
Now, Howie's always he tries to be ahead of the game. He got Albert O via trade last year, right before the end of the roster cuts. I thought he would have a bigger role. I thought he would be more of a consistent competition for our back end of the roster guys. I think I don't think he's that dude.
Just look at
practice squad.
Just looking at this picture, doesn't he get a small ass frame for a tight end?
Could be the photo.
That's what I'm saying. It might be the photo. But yeah, no, I was expecting the same thing. I remember when we had, I remember we played Denver. What was it, like 2 years ago? And we ended up having somebody on. We did a podcast leading up to the preview in the Denver game. And the one guy that I was asking about, Noah Fant, who was on the team at the time. And I was asking, you know, is he going to be a threat? And he said, all of the real Denver fans will tell you that Albert O is our tight end of the future. And so I held on to that when we got Albert O. And I was like, all right, maybe this is like a diamond in the rough type player. And I'm not sure if it was a lack of use or if it was a lack of you know, talent. But I just didn't see it. I saw, you know, just another guy, a Jag. So hardly knew you.
It is Jag. It's a Jag all-star team from tight end 2 to 4 in Philly. Yep. Right now.
Yeah.
That's not a
even bad position. Even my son.
Oh, Grant Calcaterra?
Yeah.
And a cool tone says, I have Quez as my return man of Madden. 16 touchdowns in 112 games.
Madden. That's definitely Madden.
You got the speed. I play.
I think he could be a USFL all-star, just not the NFL.
Yeah, let's see. Moving right along, we have. I'm going to say, Sua Opeta has made himself a nice little role here the last couple years. When you're talking about utility guy that can come in, give you a couple reps, he's had his ups and downs. I think you're gonna have to find another guy. I think I think you could get him for a reasonable price.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone's gonna be, unless people are climbing the Stoutland tree to get his disciples.
I think it's kind of a the name is escaping me right now. Seumalo light type of player. I think that, you know, Seumalo was able to kind of work his way on the line, kind of be a utility guy. Sua Opeta has been able to step up wherever we kind of needed him. And there's value in that. I mean, there's going to be, especially with when you look at the age on our line, there's probably going to be guys that have to miss a game or two. So I think that Sua Opeta can stay.
For a nice cheap rate.
Yeah. Now, we're not paying a premium. Just, you know.
Well, you know how it is, though. Southland guys, man, they get paid. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he can stay for me.
He can stay. Mr. Walker says Stoutland guys get paid. My thing is, what's his name? Andre
Dillard.
He didn't have the best season. Did get paid too. But Stoutland can get you paid. But utility guy is a thing here. I think someone's going to have to be that dude. I think for the last couple of years.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Jack Driscoll has been a guy who is giving you some valuable reps. He's had his moments as well, but I think the time has come where they're going to have to find another swing tackle.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that is replaced either through I want to see more Steen next year. I would also like to see, and I anticipate, I don't know about you guys, where your head is at as far as heading into this draft, but it is really, really feeling like a offensive tackle in the first round this year.
Speaking of offensive tackle, actually, can I get my camera time? What happened to me this past weekend?
Yes.
We have a story time with Tim and Kate.
Yeah, so check this out. This is crazy. So happy birthday to my wife, Jennifer. Happy birthday. Belated birthday. So me and my wife, we go to Lolo's. No, you can hold the jokes to the side, okay? They got some bomb Kool-Aid. So we go there in Scottsdale, and I'm eating waffles and chicken with some Kool-Aid. And I look to my left, and I see Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma Sooner, tackle. We interviewed him at the Senior Bowl. And I'm just chilling. I'm like, oh dang, I didn't that's Tyler. So I walked by him and I said, Good luck with the draft. He goes, oh snap. Like it was like he
was surprised that he got recognized.
I think he got surprised that he recognized, but then I think when he seen my face, he was like, oh, yo, I talked to you a couple weeks ago at Senior Bowl, Mobile. I'm like, yeah. So we chop it up. I'm like, yo, good luck. Hopefully you're a future Eagle. Do you know what this man said to me? It was shocking. Well, I mean, kind of shocking, but like not shocking because his mentor is Lane Johnson, right? So him and Lane talk a lot, right? He goes, oh, no, I'm a future Cowboy. I said, oh, come on, Tyler.
That's a violation.
Yeah, put him in the bathroom. Violation. And he jokes along with me, and he goes, well, you know what? If the Eagles do come get me, I'm definitely going to be an Eagle. I said, man, come on.
Damn so straight, bro. You get drafted. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, shout out to Tyler, and shout out to Kool-Aid. That's who he was with. So Kool-Aid was in Phoenix. They're together. They were training at the Expo. It's actually not that far from my house. So when I seen him, I was like, oh, snap. Tyler got him Kool-Aid together.
And also a cornerback who's been getting first round vibes out there. I think
I didn't know he was that big.
Shout out to Tyler Guyton's father who commented on the interview on YouTube. If you want to go check it out, it's on our YouTube channel. Tyler Guyton, you know, I'm not mad at the offensive line. You know, as much as you hate it,
who hates it?
People hate it.
Our offensive line.
No, people hate the idea of drafting another offensive lineman in the first round.
Because we've done so much. Retool.
Yeah.
I mean, how old is Lane Johnson? Can you say it off the top of your head?
Mid 30s, 35. Yeah. But like, if you, we have been talked about as one of the top offensive lines for what, the past decade, pretty much just Jeff Stoutland's entire tenure here. And the way that you continue to do that is by constantly retooling and making sure that guys are fresh. So you got to do what you got to do, man. I hate that. It's not the sexy pick. Fuck out of here. If it's a great tackle, it's a great tackle, man.
I mean, this is somebody that's really skilled. He doesn't seem that his appearance isn't that big, but he's a rangy guy, violent hands. He understands how to play the position really well. So
he can move.
Yeah, he's a fast dude. It was just to me, being at the Senior Bowl and seeing him up and close, I was like, he's that dude. What was really weird, Gail said it. It was like he had a bodyguard. We really couldn't get next to him to even talk to him. The only time we got the chance to talk to him when Gail went up to the podium to ask him a question.
So Big Dom was ushered him away. So obviously he did meet with the Eagles down the Senior Bowl. A lot of players do meet with the Eagles down there, but it was just weird.
Was Big Dom in the sweatsuit?
He was.
Yeah.
Big Dom had, bro, he had a fan club. People were, randos in the crowd were like, who's that? And some people were like, that's Big Dom. That's Big Dom. Moving right along here. We have, let's see here. I think this player right here, I thought, gave us some valuable snaps last season. I think Zach Cunningham, I think his, if I'm not mistaken, the new linebackers coach has from some history with him.
Correct.
I think he provided valuable depth. I think he was probably the most consistent linebacker that we had last season.
Not saying much.
He looks like a pirate.
kind
of. Bro, he put in work. I think he put in work for off the street. We're talking about off the street.
Yeah, he did. Correct.
He did. If he was willing to come back here for depth, I'd take him.
100%. I mean, considering the fact that we're completely depleted there, I would take as many guys as we can. I don't know about you guys, but what is your – give me percentage-wise of your trust level in N'Kobe Dean going into next season.
I'm about 50-50 right now. I just don't know. 50-50. My thing is I like the idea, but I have to see it. You know what I'm saying?
It needs to be proven to you.
And I have to keep on bringing in competition.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Cunningham, he at his moments where he had – we counted on him, he played great for some of the – what he was handled, right? He was great against the run. He was the only person that was actually good against the run.
Yeah.
I most definitely like him. If he can have a chance to come back, yeah, definitely. But there needs to be some more competition coming in that LB room.
Nah, Mr. Walker says taking the green dot away from Dean and just let him play. If you got to roll the dice on him, I'm not mad at it. I'm just, you know, I'm Evan Hollywood Hearn with it in terms of the medicals and asking questions. You just got to be like, are you good, dog?
I mean, now, in hindsight, me walking up to him, you know, I think I was justified. Because of how his career has played out so far, I think I was justified in my questioning.
Yeah, I definitely think you were.
Poor kid, man. Poor kid.
Now, Nicholas Morrow, who, you know, some may say was Chicago's best linebacker the year before.
And then we gave him our best linebacker.
We showed more determination to get Chicago's linebacker, and they got our best linebacker. And The proof was in the pudding because the dude was cut off the street. They called him back. He said, "Hey, we need you." He came in. He got lit up like a Christmas tree. Former players from across Eagle LeSean McCoys of the world were saying this guy should not be on the field. And a lot of Eagle fans had the same sentiment. I think nothing to take away from Morrow. He could be a depth player if you need, but that's as far as you go.
I got something I want to take away from Morrow, his jersey. Get him out of here.
I think you got to change the scene, but yeah.
Patrick Queen. I see someone mentioning that in there.
Elena off the top rope.
I'd be all about pursuing Patrick Queen. Patrick Quinn.
What's the Patrick Queen is going to require dollars.
Yeah, well, you know what's something that we've completely neglected for ever is the linebacker position. So go get one.
This is the thing though with Queen. He's looking, I think he's looking for something like the 18 to 19 million a year. He's looking for somewhere like Smith.
His market value right now is 18.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 5 year, 92 million.
Hey, you know, he's not coming to Philly.
That's not proven. People will say, "Go get Patrick Queen." Did you see? Come on, man.
Yeah, he's not coming to Philly.
Helaine is wanting either Devin White or what's his face?
Devin White or
Levante Davis.
Devontae, yeah.
Whoever's better in coverage.
Rackshack is all in on Cooper and Trotter Jr.
You go get White, man. Go get White. He's better in coverage. White is better in coverage.
Kazir White?
Bring him back. Kazir White. Oh, yeah. Go get him back, too. Yeah.
Is he out there?
Yeah. No, I thought that was a 1 year deal with the Cardinals. He's a free agent.
Get him back. Golly. It's interesting. I think you talk about changing philosophies. At what point do the Eagles actually take a stance on safety and linebacker?
Yeah.
Well, in this defense, you need to take or get a safety. You need to you got to get a quarterback on that side of the ball.
Yeah,
you got to.
I just don't want it to go unnoticed too. I see Gail Flex in that mug right there. That's a pretty nice mug, bro.
Yeah, that is a nice mug. When Kermit the Frog,
he don't even got anything business in there. He just wants to show.
there's coffee in there. There's coffee in there. Everybody who's been talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Have you watched a lot of his stuff in space yet?
A lot of highlights. I haven't really.
He's a shorter linebacker. He's quick. Loves to tackle. Aggressive. His height is going to be the biggest downfall for him. Looking like he's probably going to be a day three.
Do you think that the hype is as big for Trotter Jr. elsewhere as it is for in Philadelphia? Because obviously he's got the attachment to Trotter.
Yeah, Jr.
So
hype is crazy around.
Yeah, I think the hype is really big because he's a Philadelphia Eagle, yeah. Great. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, and also like Quincy.
He went to high school around here as well.
That's true. That's true.
Not
so. What high school did he go to?
He's a
suburbs kid though, right? He's not a.
Don't hate on the burbs.
I'm not hating on the burbs. Okay.
I'm a suburban dude.
Shout out to Delco. My fault, Delco.
What was his name? He did play locally, so. Helena out here with some breaking news. She says, Booter or CJ. So I heard something spicy. Apparently the bridge isn't burnt. CJ personal trainer said the bridge isn't dead. You know, I'm not going to lie. I am a CJ stan.
I am too, bro. I mean,
I hated wanted to make
him, I wanted him, and this is easy to say in hindsight, but in the time too, I much rather would have kept him than Bradbury. But you know?
CJ DJ coming back. I don't know. I know one thing is he would definitely come back because of the attitude and the fans that love him. I think we forgive. We will forgive.
Mr. Walker said he had a scoop taken by Helena.
Shout out to sis.
Let's see.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday. Big 3-9 in the building.
Putting her on blast like that.
Yeah, she's killing it. Now another Temple Zone. Sean Bradley. It sucks he went down with injury last year. I think he's everybody's favorite. See?
My bad.
I told you. Not since making the band has any one of our linebackers wore a better do-rag than Sean Bradley.
Mm-hmm. Yo, he makes sure the edge is super flat. Shout out to him.
Time to go. Temple Zone. Temple Tough.
Temple Tough stays.
I love Temple.
He steps up on special teams as well. When he's on the field, he's one of our better special teams players as well. I think that he's not going to demand a lot of money coming off an injury as well. Yeah, you got your stink face on.
I'm just wondering where he's at after the injury. He tore his ACL, right?
Tore his ACL.
Yeah.
He's a young guy, though, so.
Adrian Peterson tore his ACL and came back and ran for 2,000 yards.
Because that dude is a machine.
Special teams. I mean, you need special teams aces. How about Slater retired from the Patriots?
Dude, I had no idea he was like 38 years old. I didn't know he was doing that for so long.
16 years, dude.
Oh, 16 years?
16 years.
Crazy, isn't it?
Damn.
His father, Jackie Slater. Also in the Hall of Fame, so I think his son's going to go in as a special teams ace.
You think? I mean, I know that he had all those first team All Pros.
Yeah, I mean, he might teams, just might
be interesting.
Moving right along. Mr. Roby, I thought being called in off the street to be some. Hero, I think it's tough. It's a tough scene, but he did come in and give us some valuable reps. I think we got to upgrade here. I do think it's time to go.
Who came in off the street and performed better, him or Strap?
Strap.
Well, he also got injured last season.
Oh, that's right. He did get in there a couple times.
But I think he gave us some good reps. But I think it's
he looked like a healthy Snoop Dogg with a beard. Shout out.
is everyone agreeing that I do think it's this is the year to get a slot cornerback though too. There's a lot of slot cornerbacks in this draft. So I think
keep in mind Isaiah Rodgers Sr. coming back too. Yes, well, sir. Coming to the team, not back.
The Strap had mad love on socials. I think he had more street cred than anyone.
Yeah, I agree.
It was the mask. I like how he brought the mask. Remember, he brought the mask. Mm-hmm. That was on him. Mm. That was dope.
Now Justin Evans, a guy who was second round draft prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Had some injuries. Can't escape the injuries. He was a depth player. It was a bad signing.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I never really bought into the hype.
I mean, they were bringing guys off the street that were drafted high.
Yo, do you remember that Minnesota Vikings game? Bro, the ball was like a magnet to that cat, yo. He had like two like fumble recoveries. It was crazy. The ball was just finding him. It was so super, super crazy, man. This sucks to see. It sucks to see, but he might be one of those ones that he might have to need to retire. This is every time he has, he looks like he's about to have a good year, he gets injured. It's serious injuries, too.
It's bad for the Evan brand, honestly.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying C in the chat. Mr. Walker says he's an inconsistent thumper. He can go. Mm-hmm. He just got to get younger and faster. And I don't think he
I don't think Evans can get younger.
Now, Julio Jones came and gave us – this is probably the most random signing the Eagles made last season, mm-hmm. where I was like, I didn't ask for that, but
– pretty cool.
It was dope.
In theory, it was cool. In theory, they should have got a damn safety or a linebacker.
Okay. Let me ask you an outside-the-box question right now, just so I can do a complete full circle here on this conversation. Not talking about their tenure with the Eagles, not talking about any of that. Who had a more impressive career, Julio Jones or Derrick Henry?
Julio
was elite. I mean, elite.
Bro, that Super Bowl.
Derrick Henry, not elite.
But he was a Super Bowl. You see what he did in the Super Bowl? Like, that dude was like a man on a mission. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan?
everyone's saying Julio.
I think it's more neck and neck than people are giving it credit.
Yeah, so you're getting flamed in the chat again. I just think it's for Julio. It was a nice role playing storyline. Did he caught two or one touchdown?
Two. No. Oh, he caught more than that. He got like four.
Did he?
He got caught. Yeah, one with the Giants, one with the Dolphins. And I think he have another one somewhere, miscellaneous.
Follow-up question. Chiefs. Who's got more gas left in the tank?
Yeah. I go Henry.
I'll go Henry. I'll go Henry on that one. I guess he had to be right.
I'll go Henry.
I do have a question, though. Would you re-sign him to be your fourth?
Who, Julio? No.
Yeah. No?
Yo, I was listening to Steve Smith. Go if you see Steve, go on YouTube. Steve Smith talks about wide receiver 4, 5, 3, what they should be on every team. He tells you exactly what you need to be here about what those players should be. And we need a guy in here that can give you more. Make sure they're younger. Make sure they're route runners. Obviously, they're not Julio Jones in that aspect. Yeah, but I think they can give you more. At this point now, let's see, I'm going to go with a fan favorite. I'll go with a fan favorite. This guy looks like, you know who this is?
No.
You can't tell by the face. Braden Mann. The punter. Oh, I think Braden Mann came. He looked like he's in One Direction, but I'm telling you, I think he came. I think he gave us some. Random Anton said William Defoe could have been son. Hmm. Helena's talking about getting the punter from the Bills that was cut. Who won all his court drama.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about him the other couple of – actually, my him last year.
Is it enough?
Like man had a good year, though.
I mean, for his role, I think, you give him a nice little reasonable contract. Again, mm-hmm. I'm not – I he was all right, I'm not mad at him. Rackstack says Matt Areza, the punt guy. Yeah. That would be the kicker, the punter that got cut. I still haven't really dug into the recent update on this case.
Oh, okay.
Kev says, I know Cole Beasley is old, but I give him a shot. Cole Beasley is too active on the timeline.
I thought he was coming out with another album or something, a WLP or something. You said I'm still waiting on Marquise.
Yo, Marquise
in the AFL.
He had a dope, and he would sway when he catch the punts. I waited for this one, Ev, since you stepped away for a second. I waited for this one.
Appreciate it.
Rick Lovato, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
We got to get friend Rick of my Lovato father. Back.
Yeah. Huh? No, 100%. I mean, what has he done wrong? Has there been a bad long snap that you can think of? Yeah, that's a guy that he does his job.
And then you usually cut him right before the season starts to allow a roster space.
Right, right.
And then you bring him back.
Just went back. I thought what I thought was interesting about the interview with him is him talking about how all of the long snappers in the NFL are in a group chat together, and they've all got their own sort of like collective brotherhood as far as, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're football players too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's also a gamer too. Everyone, you know, if you need to watch that interview, it's on YouTube. Look for 4th and John, Rick Lovato. He did say it was his best.
For like that was a great interview. It was on for like an hour.
He did say it was his best interview ever. He said that. We'd like
to have him back on once he maybe before the start of the year.
Now Kev says, do we keep Covey? I think Yes.
He was the best returner, like yards per cat, like yards returning. He was the best. I think he had was like 14 to 19 somewhere in that range.
16. I think it was the fourth ranked punt return.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good lesson in patience, I believe. For us Eagles fans, really struggled that first year. Didn't really do much at all aside from get absolutely blasted. But he did
that first year. He was a crash dummy.
Yeah, just had to catch up to NFL speed though.
Mercer's talking about he spills the tea. I knew people on social media were like he's talking too much.
That didn't bother me. I loved it because it showed he cared. That's what it showed me. And honesty goes a long way. That's what it showed me. I did not care because what the hell happened to the 2023-24 Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, it was just crazy. I mean, you hear that one guy is an idiot. He's basically saying there was something else. We're not going to go into that. But, like, it was accountability. That's what it showed me. Shout out to Cubby, man. That was dope.
No, I completely agree. I don't think he said anything that was particularly damaging at all against the Eagles, and I think that he opened it up to be transparent, which is what a lot of us were seeking in that moment, trying to wrap our heads around why the Eagles collapsed the way they did. I thought he was pretty transparent about it.
No, I felt it. And then, he's raised by a great mentor and his family. He's got a lot of great thinkers, family. I like how he answered the question, but you know, it is what it is. I think it's time to give a shout out to Philly Sports Trips. Now, if you Eagle fans have been sitting under a rock, you'll know that the Eagles are going to Brazil. Now, Philly Sports Trips, they're taking deposits right now. If you're willing to be one of those crazy Eagle fans to make that trip, I don't know how crazy you are. But if you're looking to book a trip, like some of us, go to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. Ev?
Yep.
Are you Team Brazil or nah?
Going?
Am I
pro the Eagles playing in Brazil or am I pro going? What's the question?
I don't know.
The answer's no for both.
I'm trying to think the last time you were on, did we get to talk about your feelings about Brazil?
I'm not so sure. I thought that we did. But yeah, I think it is cool that the NFL is expanding the way that it is, but also why has it got to be one of our home games? Like we just went through a whole season where, you know, we had the less home game because we've got 17 games now, and now we're supposed to have 9 this year. One of our home games is in Brazil. I mean, it couldn't possibly be any farther from being home.
Mr. Walker says, have you all read Covey Grandfather's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People?
I feel like I know all the quotes in it just because of Gail.
I talk about this book all the time. I actually had the book. I had the book before I even knew Covey was on the team. Mr. Cross says, are you guys going to talk about Craig Carton said today? He knows the reason for the collapse. I missed what he said.
He essentially said that he said a whole lot of nothing, I should say. He
basically what I just said.
Yeah, he pretty much claimed that the Eagles' collapse is because of – he kind of alluded to – at least there was people in the comments that were alluding to maybe potentially players sleeping with, that being involved, you know.
What?
Yeah. That's kind of what the comments were alluding to, that maybe one of these players might have slept with someone's girl or something like that. Which I'm not – like, that's all speculation. I don't know. Yeah, I think Craig Carton's just trying to stir the pot, quite frankly.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like Carton's just trying to stir the pot.
I don't know.
And they're basically saying that –
proof in any of that.
They're saying it's number 11 and it's involving one and it's involving another player.
Well, obviously we know this. We did give you some nuggets about what we heard. But obviously, I'm going to have to go read that because that hit me off
guard. Listen, if that was an actual factor, that's a problem. that's a big problem.
We have a new Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
That is
all of a sudden Fletch wants to go out to Pittsburgh, huh?
Mr. Cross says, go look at Crossing Broad. They have it up. I'll do my due diligence and read it. And then figure it out. But before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to Bud Light for holding down the tailgates for all these years. Shout out to Bud Light for bringing the suds per usual. Shout out to Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery. I miss tomato pies. I haven't had one since December.
I think you got to swing by and see Tina, bro.
Tina is amazing. Shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings last season.
Yes, sir.
And
providing a cool-ass DJ truck, too.
Yeah.
That was cool from when we had it.
And I still have some leftover Red Bull. If you want to stop by and...
Yeah. I'm in.
Because I'm not drinking it. I mean, I have some in the fridge.
I mean, you would, because they're a sponsor of ours.
You know, but you'd be like, I'm drinking this to get hyped up right now. I'll be up all night. Ev can't start his day without one.
It's true. Need that caffeine.
Okay, so if you want to get your case, stop on by.
Sounds good.
If you guys have any questions before we get out of here, bring them up, and we'll talk about them.
Sergeant Walker, you can jump in and have that.
This guy's hopped up on Red Bull. Okay. I got cases. I got cases.
Sergeant Walker loves he actually put me on what is the coffee place? It's not Starbucks, the other
La Colombe. That one?
Nah, I forgot the name. It's like a little wheel.
Now, Helena's talking about, did you guys see the comment that Chris Sims said about Jalen?
I didn't catch that, no.
It's like every offseason he has something stupid to say.
My thing on Chris Sims is I don't like to give him that attention. Because if you look on social media, he always be saying something about Jalen because it gets clicks. It does get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to be the dude that gives him that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because
just like I avoid that Dan Silly Ho.
I like the name.
sometimes I'll go to YouTube or something to look out like some stuff, or you'll see stuff that'll pop up, mm-hmm. and half of it's clickbait. Like none of this stuff is even happening. Like my thing is, should we report? This is a real question. Should we report? I try to on our socials. I try to put out some stuff out there, but do you like rumors? You like rumor content?
But it's off season, so they're gonna have to get. They're gonna say something stupid.
But do you like fake Eagles rumor content?
No, not fake. There's got to be
not fake, but Eagles rumor content.
No,
I don't know if there's something to it, you know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mark Bird.
Gail, you know what he said though? He said that no disrespect to Jalen, but he feels that Jalen is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
I asked Chris Sims to go watch the Super Bowl last year. Did that look like an overrated performance to you, or one of the quarterbacks that could say they outplayed Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
His own teammate said that. Chris Jones said it. Bro. He said, "I ain't never seen nobody outplay Patrick Mahomes except Jalen Hurts. He should have won."
I'll tell you what else these people are seeing is I guess I'm lacking right now. I guess I got to get the whole shoe shelf behind me.
Well, bro, you got
missed out on the memo.
I've been telling Ev we were the same size. I'm like, yo, do you need a pair? I got.
What did you call my one pair of shoes? My Italian taxi driver shoes.
Yo,
Tom's.
I've got the Mario Andretti Racing Star kit. The racing shoe on lock. His tread. He needs new tread on his shit.
The tread on the tire was
what is it? What is like your go-to brand? Like you like Nikes or Adidas or Puma?
Frugal Gang, bro.
Frugal Gang. All right, and so we're gonna go put him with the Felas. Go give him a pair of Felas. Some New Balances. Some dad shoes. Get him some Air Monarchs. Like I was about to give him Air Monarchs to Gail.
Sergeant Walker, we're on the same page there. We're on the same page.
Did you guys? Mercer brings up. Can we talk about how much more we hate the Niners because of what he said to Carter? Did he say one of the linemen said something about Carter's former teammate?
Yeah, that was wild.
Again, I was gonna post that, but I was like, should I post that? Nah.
Yeah, yeah. It just kind of felt the whole thing just felt
dirty,
gross. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he said that Carter was
responding,
threatening him, and posting this. Hey, bro, I mean, again, it's like, I don't post that stuff. I try not to.
I mean, this is the same cat that threw his own teammates underneath the bus after he lost Super Bowl. So what do you expect, right?
Joe,
do you think 49ers are imploding? Kevin states.
I do know they're about to lose a lot of players. And
Ayuk, spicy.
Out. Yeah. And you got your brother and your girlfriend talking about one out.
You also have to consider, too, that like CMC, like 100% an elite running back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's eventually got to start feeling the age, right? Like, he's been doing it for a minute now.
I'm surprised he stayed healthy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like without CMC, that 49ers team would look completely different. If he ended up going down for an extended period of time, that's a completely different team.
And they're paying him, like, 16.5
yeah.
for a running back, which is dumb. Right.
Which, I mean, if there's anyone that's worth it, I mean, he has had the production that kind of leads up to that money. Dude's had like
but it goes to show
the past couple of years.
It does go to show when you play on a good team, you're going to give it all. You're going to give it all, right?
Yeah.
If you play on a sorry ass team, like, man, I'm not playing this week.
Exactly like Saquon Barkley, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want to touch on I saw an article by Glenn Irby. Shout out to Glenn from the Eagles Wire. He had a couple dates, important dates that are coming up. Would you like to hear some of these dates?
Lay it on me.
Okay, on March 13th, Lane Johnson has a $14 million option due that will that with his 1.2 million base salary and $250,000 workout bonus will make his cap hit 16.1 mil. He's going to get that. March 13th, Hassan Reddick is due $1 million roster bonus on the state. It'll carry a 21.877 cap hit in the final year of his deal, in which he's guaranteed $0. He will not see this cap hit, I don't think.
Well, are you saying outright release?
No, no. They're going to try and figure this out.
Okay.
Do you agree?
You think that they're going to add years onto his deal and try and spread that money out? Is that your thought? Or
how don't like this cap hit? But March 13th is the date where things start getting spicy.
That's it's 3 weeks away.
Also on March 13th, Darius Slay has a $9 million option due on the state and a $1.21 million in guaranteed salary. Interesting. Also on March 13th, 8.6 mil option bonus. Let's see. I don't know. That's for Kelsey. His contract is designed to allow the Eagles to carry the All-Pro center on the roster until June 2024 and place him on the retired list if that's his choice. Another one on March 13th, Bradbury has a $9.64 million option bonus due on this day and carries 4.335 million cap hit while being due 1.21 million in guaranteed base salary. March 15th, Kevin Byard carries.
He was even on the team.
Carries a 14.4 mil cap hit in 2024, and he's due a $4 million roster bonus on March 15th with no guaranteed money.
That was a disappointment.
Gone.
Yeah.
March 16th, Jordan Mulata will see $7 million of his 2024 salary guaranteed while carrying a $10 million cap hit and no guaranteed money. So this is the restructured part of the conversation.
He's getting his money.
Mulata will get restructured and we will be seeing more money after Byard is cut.
Yep.
Oh, we didn't talk about Shaq Leonard. Go. Gone.
I thought he was gone.
He is gone. He's gone.
I forgot about him.
He gone.
But like, this is the thing though. So if you cut Byard, that's going to save you 14 mil. You restructure Mulata. That's 1.8. You extend Smitty. You're about to be up like 54 to 55 mil.
Yeah, we'll be good. I'm not worried. Not worried at all.
It's the Howie Roseman way.
Yes, sir.
How much you need to sign your rookie?
Aaron is like, whoa.
Pause. Yowzers.
What were you saying?
What's the general rule of thumb as far as stashing money aside for rookie contracts, draft picks? Like 11 mil, something? 15 mil?
It went up.
Okay.
Adrian said, "Did Howie show you guys his off-season shopping list? Not yet. But there's Van Ginkel. I've yet to watch any tape of him.
No, I figured you would.
Not yet. I'm probably trying over here, man. Gotcha. But any topics you guys want to hit? Anything random? You guys been surviving the off-season right now? You going into Philly mode?
Yeah."
A bit.
Just been cruising, depressed about the whole Embiid thing, waiting for him to come back. But we ride. The pitchers and catchers have already showed up. You got your Phillies gear on.
That's the only reason why I got it on.
Yeah,
I'm trying to root on the Phillies. Take a little break.
Yeah.
We have the combine coming up. I mean, free agencies are right around the corner. Right around the corner.
Yep. Is that the 13th of March? When it starts?
Soon. First week of March, right?
Oh, first week of March? Yeah. I thought it was the 13th. I'm not
sure. It might.
You're right. I said last episode, I did say trust the process. I'm going to scratch that.
We're not TTPing?
No. So with the Eagles, I want to say this. It should be the last word. Trust the progression.
Okay.
Because it's going to go up.
All right. I like that.
Why can't you give me that face?
Okay. Trust the progression. Ty says Jason Kelce. Thoughts around the room. Your gut feeling. Mine. It's getting dicey right now.
I don't think he comes back personally.
I don't
think he's
coming back either.
He's loving that life, bro.
I think this announcement would have come sooner had it not leaked out. I think he's a little bit butthurt that he wasn't able to kind of get that out, but he's got so much shit lined up now with his podcast and his future in broadcast. He can do whatever he wants to do, man. So
I'm telling you, he could run for mayor and get voted in very fast.
Oh, yeah. Facts. I did hear a little inkling, and I'm not sure if this is true. I'm not saying this is a rumor. I'm just saying maybe he goes to Kansas City to play with his brother.
They got Creed Humphrey though too. Like
that'd be nasty worker.
That's what I said. His wife said it.
Nah, that would be messed up.
Oh, I was like, that hurt my heart. I know he was playing with his brother. That hurt my heart.
Yo, Mark says Kelce for president 2024. Bro, I would vote for him. You got my vote. Did you guys see Kelce's interview with Shaq?
Yeah.
When I left after that interview, I was like, man, is Shaq okay?
When I left after that interview, I was like, Shaq said he got 100,000 square foot home.
And he's alone. He's alone. I was like, somebody call Shaq. Because he sounded like he messed up his family dynamics. Something happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, him and his wife split.
But he said he don't like to talk about his emotions.
Well, I think he was laid it all out there that he fucked up.
Just that his comment, the way he said I feel like he was kind of like telling Kelce to think about his family life and the importance of being there.
Right.
So I think Kelce might have, took those words in.
I agree.
And he's visited with Amazon. He's visited with ESPN and who else? NFL Network.
Yeah.
Kelce. Bro, Kelce could have a reality show. He could do anything he wants.
There was people talking about if both Kelce's retired, them trying to be a tag team duo in the WWE. I think anything's a possibility.
They could do that, or a drop an album.
Yeah,
okay. Drop an album with another singing album,
potentially. Shout out to Bob from down there. He says, "Here is Oz. Rumors are Travis Kelce's on the way here from Hawaii."
Huh.
Interesting.
I did hear that he had to move because fans are like stalking him.
Hey, we
because of Taylor Swift.
We actually went to Travis Kelce's favorite French toast spot.
Oh, okay.
Because we heard it was his favorite spot, so me and Prime rolled in there.
Yo.
I was like, "We're some sickos." But the food was good.
Did you go to his barber too? Because obviously, supposedly he created a fade. Which
yeah,
is crazy. Come on, man. Brothers been getting fades since the '80s, '70s.
Man. He didn't say that, but I've seen it watching YouTube videos on that. Fade's been appropriated. I'm like, come on. But before we get out of here, last word, we'll start with You too. Last word before we get out of here.
All right, so my last word. But, you know how he's going to do his thing, especially with the numbers. He's going to be mixing it up. He's in there cooking right now. He's in the lab cooking it up right now. So, and we got new coordinators. It can all just go up from here. It can't get any worse. So, go Birds. And I'm tired of seeing people talking about us Eagles fans retire. Well, ready for the offseason so we can move on. Nah, man. We love our Birds. So, that's it. Go up. Trending up, baby.
Yeah. I feel like kind of just piggybacking off of Tim, I think that you look at our coordinators. I'm a lot more confident in our coordinators this year heading into this season than I was in our coordinators last season. Draft season is very exciting. We all love that here. So everybody do your due diligence, do your research, and we're about to dive into some mock drafts. Coming shows.
You ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Shout out to everybody in the comments in the chat for sticking with us. Shout out to everyone who's listening tomorrow, the next day on the road. Shout out to Hollis and Primo. Also shout out to Mal Davis, who actually saw he's going to grad school at Yale.
No shit.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So if you see Mal on socials, give him a congrats, because that's a huge ordeal. Shout out to the Eagles. I think it's time to, if the energy is that bad, we're seeing a lot of changes. I think there can be some change of the guards in here with some new leadership. I think this draft is going to be, you can say this every year, the most important draft they've ever had. But if you look at the Chiefs and the way the Chiefs were built, look at all that cheap talent they got in the draft, all those guys who contributed. They need members in this draft class to contribute right away. We cannot have this the way that guys sit on the bench around here is like, bro, we need guys to play, and they're going to get that opportunity. So I think it's right around the corner. We have a combine coming up. We doing some mock drafts, as you said, Ev, shortly. Still getting through these players. If you guys have players you want us to look at, send me some DMs. Tell me who your favorites are. We're almost ready for draft season, but it's off season time. But I think that's all from us. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go Birds.
If I could find the button.
This fucking guy.
If I could just find the button.
Only 404 episodes in.